Chapter 1. Lacey. Best sound ever, I said to my assistant Tessa, indicating the automatic door lock that had just thunked into place. I settled back into the plush seat, just as comfortable as first class on a plane, but I was on the ground and almost home. What was a slog through LA traffic after a 14-hour flight? I sighed, leaned my head back. Even better than someone announcing your name for a walk down the red carpet? Tessa teased, as we settled in to wait for a family of five to finish loading their luggage into the SUV idling in front of us. Oh yeah, so much better, I said, tilting my neck from side to side to work the kinks out. You know I love my fans, but a 2-week press junket is enough. So is the batch of paparazzi outside customs, and those rabid fans who don't know a thing about me. I pointed out the window at a bunch of star followers. Sounds like somebody needs a massage. While Tessa investigated the basket of magazines, chocolate, and champagne sent by her office, I wearily watched the crowd outside. Undeterred by the tinted windows, my fans jostled elbow to elbow as they angled to capture me on their phones. I was a people pleaser by nature, but I took petty satisfaction in the frustrated expressions of people who realized they weren't getting anything through the glass. They wanted more from me, and I wasn't willing to give it. Not now. Not after the long flight from South Korea. Not in my leggings and sweatshirt, my hair up in a sloppy bun. Not when all I wanted to do was crawl into bed for 12 hours. Airport security finally showed up to clear the walkway. At the same time, the family in front of us finished stowing their luggage and piled into their vehicle. Our car started to move, which I took as my cue to let out a deep sigh and slumped down even further. No cameras, no fans. I could be myself. Tessa chuckled. So you want me to book it? I rubbed my forehead. What? Sorry. I'm exhausted. It was daylight, but I had no idea what time it was. All I knew was that I crossed the international date line and went back a day. The massage. Do you want me to arrange it? I can make a call and have that massage therapist you like meet us at your house. My head started to bob the automatic expected response. Everybody knew being worked over by some big blonde Viking with amazing hands was supposed to be the miracle cure to Los Angeles stress. But no, I couldn't count how many hours I'd spent being kneaded and rubbed since I ditched my small-town life as Lacey Leesworth in order to become rising star Lacey Lee. None of those massages had done a damn thing. Instead of nodding, I turned my head to look at Tessa, who was thumbing through a stack of tabloids balanced on her lap. No, I don't need a massage. I need... One of the tabloids distracted me and I sat up, reached for the tabloid. Oh my God, are they serious? A June wedding? Tessa quickly flipped the rag over, but it was too late. I laughed humorlessly and shook my head. I'd say I can't believe this, but of course I can. I must have given 100 interviews in South Korea alone, and all anybody wanted to talk about was my so-called love life. Love? Ha! You know how the media is, she countered, rolling her eyes. Since she worked for a PR firm, she dealt with them 24/7. They're hungry for the next big love story. You're the current sweetheart of TV, and Chris is, has the potential to be the next big swoony rock star. Her voice changed when she spoke of Chris, the words filled with some doubt. Of course, everyone wants the two of you together. Instead of calming me down, it made my teeth grind. Any mention of Chris did that these days. Yes, I get the media. Ugh. I waved my hands in the air. The gesture indicated all of my frustration with the media, the fans, and even Chris. Tessa winced and patted my leg. You're burned out. Anybody would be after filming in the press junket. No one imagined the Hunter series would be such a big hit. Vampire romance still has a huge following. Not only here in the U.S., but in the Asian market as well. You've been going and going at this pace for 5 years, and know how it is. Let all this stuff go. Besides, it's not like anyone believed you had Elvis's secret baby last month. She was using her familiar, placating tone, which was probably the first thing they taught her in Celebrity Management 101. That'd have been different. Elvis died before I was born. Chris, though, was alive and well, as far as I knew, and thriving in the press of our barely real relationship. All this stuff, meaning all these lies?